How many of you know God has a purpose and a plan for each? And you know, the Lord bless us. And I don't look at this church as a set up, tear down church. I look at it as we're plowing. You know, the Lord, I'm trying not to get into my message, but just thinking about it, you know, he was showing me as we were pushing these carts. Do you know we're plowing up dry land here? We're not just pushing these carts because, oh, it's another Sunday, we got to come and set up the church. No, we are pushing these carts because God is plowing up some dry land here, and he is causing us to plant. You know, we walk behind it and we carry the Spirit of God. So we're pushing and plowing up the ground. Our feet are planting the Word of God because he lives in us. So this isn't by chance that we are doing it. It's not by chance that you are here and you are a part of this church. God has a plan and a purpose for you and for this church. And we're planting and we're digging up this dry, fallow ground because God is going to come and saturate it with his presence, and we're going to see a great harvest here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying not to get into my message, but I wanted to share that with you. I'm a visual person, so I'm looking visually of what God was showing us. And it's just so amazing what God desires to do. And I just want to encourage you, if you've not caught on to the vision of what God wants, I want you to catch on to it, because it's something great. It's something amazing. And you're a part of it. And God has a purpose for you here. Amen. So like I said, there were about 8 ladies down in the conference in Jacksonville. It was called Thrive. And we left early Friday, about 10, got there. We stayed the night, came back yesterday. But I wanted to tell you, Pastor Tim Bagwell and his wife, Gayla Bagwell, from Denver, Colorado, were there. And they were speaking, mostly her, because it was a women's event. There were about 500 women there. It was an amazing event. And I don't know if you've ever been in the presence of 500 women. No offense, men. I love you too, but I've never been to a men's conference. 500 women praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. There is power that comes. The presence of the Lord just surrounds you, and you can't help but to get happy. You can't help but to get excited. And that's exactly what we did. There were actually 5 of us who left in a van, drove down, and met up with all the other ladies there. And I just want you to know, whenever you see Pastor Chris and Miriam, just thank them. They were such a blessing to us. They did things for us while we were down there that were just incredible. And I think we had a really great time. And, you know, at the end, Pastor Tim Bagwell, him and his wife, Gayla, were on the platform and just called out our group of ladies from Virginia. And we all went up front and stood. And he began to say a prophetic word over us that was just so amazing. And I can't remember all of it because I didn't have my recorder there to record it really quickly. But first, he's remembering what the Lord has brought to remembrance was something like, first he said that because there were a total of 8 of us, I'm going to read it so I don't misquote the Lord. There were a total of 8 of us, and he said 8 is the number of new beginnings. So right away, prophetically, the number of ladies that were there, God knew. And he began to speak that is the number of new beginnings for this church up here in Jesus' name. And he said, we're beginning to enter into a season of new beginnings, that we're getting ready to thrive and bloom. And I don't know about you, but that encourages me so much. You know, my husband and I, we've only been up here 2 years as pastors. The first year, we drove back and forth every weekend, and then we've been up here, actually, we've been up here almost 3 years, right? Sorry. My brain, I don't want to lie to you. I think we've been up here almost 3 years because we've been living up here 2 years. And so the year before, we were driving back and forth every weekend. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to thrive and bloom. I'm ready to see the Lord. And you know, it's not because I want to see people in the chairs. It's because I want to see souls saved from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. I want to see them just jerked up by the power of the Lord and just brought in to the kingdom of light. You know, each of these chairs represents someone who needs to be here, who is not here yet. And God has a plan and a purpose for them in this church. He has a plan and a purpose for them in Dumfries and in Northern Virginia. And we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to believe that God is bringing them in. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Gayla was speaking. I'm going to go right into it. And she began to talk about a bamboo plant. Now, she was talking about a lot of things, but the thing that hit me the most, was, that's for anybody, too. If your phone goes off, just remember to silence it, because apparently I didn't silence mine. So Pastor Gala was talking about a bamboo plant. And I didn't think much of it until I was trying to finish up something that I felt like God had already told me to speak of today. And every time I tried to write it, and it was good stuff, but I just felt like a block in my spirit, and I just couldn't keep, it just didn't feel like this is what I was supposed to bring to you this morning. And so the Lord began to speak to me about this bamboo tree. And can you put up the first picture? I'm a visual person, so we're going to leave that up there for a minute. It doesn't look like a bamboo tree, does it? I'll tell you why in a minute. So this is a type of bamboo plant in China, and they plant it, and for 4 years, they don't see anything. This is what the farmer looks at, pretty much. There's some things in the like brush in the background, but pretty much, it just looks like barren farmer. Don't change. 4 years. But in the fifth year, don't change yet, though. The fifth year, it begins to grow. And in the fifth year, it sprouts and grows 90 feet in the 6 weeks. So I don't know if you can visualize that. Can you imagine being that farmer and you've planted and you've just worked so hard to plant this bamboo and every day you have to go out and water and fertilize it because if you don't, it will die. Even though you don't see something up, it will die. It's still planted. It's still in there. And every day he's going out and he's fertilizing it and he's watering it and he's just seeing this. I mean, I don't know about you, but I would be like, forget this. He doesn't see that. He sees the barren land. So can you imagine? Just, and you know what? We have the seeds of the Lord in us. And we've had things planted in us. And how many of us know that some days we walk around and we don't see the fruit of that? You know, months. Can you go back to the dry one? And we don't see that the Lord is doing anything in our lives. And we feel dry. Can you go back to the dry one? We feel dry. We feel like a desert land. We feel like, God, I know you've said this to me. I know this is what your word promised me. And this is what we're going to do. And this is what we see. And how many of you know it's so easy to try and give up in those moments? But how many of you know the Lord is still watering us? He's still speaking to us. And how many of us know that we don't know what's going on, like this bamboo plant, but the roots are growing deep and deep and deep? Because how many of you know if you're going to grow 90 feet in 6 weeks, you're going to have some deep, strong roots to be able to support a plant that big. Can you go ahead to the next one? Can you imagine that barren wasteland? This is what was hiding underneath of it. This is what's hiding underneath us. This church here in Jacksonville, sorry, we were just in Jacksonville, here in Virginia, this is what God desires to do. You know, sometimes all we see is the barrenness and, oh, we're doing this and we're doing that. But this is what God sees. This is what he has in our own personal lives, in the life of this church, in the life of other churches here in this area. He does not desire for one person to go to hell. He desires for us all to be brought into the kingdom. And I want you to know that God is digging deeper and deeper and planting those roots deeper and deeper inside of us. And it's growing down. And we might not be able to see what he's doing, but he's doing something deep inside of us, and we're getting ready to sprout up. And as I began to think about this, I thought, did it grow 90 feet in 6 weeks or 5 years? The fruit of it, some would say 6 weeks, because you don't see it secretly being formed, and half begins to just spring up the ground as it's being fertilized and watered. And then it begins to just spring up after that time. And you know, it had to grow deep. It had to grow strong because it has to support this huge, huge plant. And I don't know if you want to look it up later, but the bark, or it's not bark, I don't know, but the base of the plant, some of them are like this round and thick. And I don't know about you, but wow. I can only imagine how I tried to look up when I was at home some of the roots, but I couldn't find a picture. But I can only imagine just how big and sorry. And you know, Miriam, I don't know if you guys know, most of you know my daughter Miriam. She's 14 years old. She's 6'3". And every time she's grown, she's just like grown like 2 feet or something. She just grows so fast. It, like she just towers over me. It's so sad. But she, when she first began to grow like this quickly, she began to have problems in her knees. And we had to take her to a physical therapist because her bones weren't able to support the quickness of her growth. And so she had to go see a physical therapist for a while. We had to do certain exercises at home. But how many of you know now she stands tall? And trust me, she's tall and proud because she wants to be taller. So she loves to wear her heels. But she had to go through that process of strengthening her legs, strengthening her knees to be able to support because God knew she was going to get taller. He knew she had to strengthen those legs so she could support her height. And how many of you know that's what God's doing in us right now? He is strengthening us. He is speaking to us. He is desiring that we come to him and worship in thanksgiving. He desires for us to seek his face so we can go stronger. We can go deeper in him and his love and a revelation of who he is. And he can begin to reveal to us his plan and his purpose for our life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9. If you want to turn there and you're turn it on. I have a new phone, so it's weird. And well, Galatians 6:9. And then King James Version, it says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But I absolutely love the Message Version. It says, so let's not allow ourselves to get, I love this word, fatigued. Let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued in doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we do not give up or quit. You know, every day, and it began to wear them down, and they began to give up. Like, why am I coming out here every day watering? Why am I coming out here just making sure everything is good? I don't see anything. And day after day and year after year, they see nothing, and they give up. The plant dies. And how many of you know if we stop doing what we're doing right now, what God wants to do here is going to die with us. He might be able to use someone else, but I don't know about you. I want to be used by the Lord. I don't want it to go to somebody else. I want to step in by faith and do the things that God is calling me to do and calling this church to do. And I'm not going to grow fatigued. I'm not going to grow weary in Jesus' name. You are not going to grow fatigued. You are not going to grow weary in Jesus' name, but we're going to grow and we're going to grow tall and strong just like the God wants us to. Amen. Amen. I looked up fatigue and it also means exhausted. So I don't know. Sometimes, you know, we come and we're just exhausted. You know, we're exhausted from the day-to-day life. We're exhausted from things happening that maybe some of us don't know about each other. We're exhausted coming and setting up, and I keep going back to that, but I'm just telling you, that vision that God showed me of us pushing those carts and plowing up that dry, fallow ground, I just want you to know that it is for naught. The Lord says right here in his word that he said, if we faint not, we shall reap. That is the word that I'm holding on to in Jesus' name. We are going to reap the harvest that God has for us. You are going to reap the harvest that God has for you at work. You are going to reap the harvest that God has for you at school. You're going to reap the harvest that God has for you when you're in the line at Walmart. Amen. God has great things for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just like those roots were deep and we can't see them. You know, he's moving even though we don't see it. Even though all we see is maybe despair, all we see is like our health declining, or maybe all we see is our bank account, or maybe all we see is a rebellious child, or all we see is maybe our marriage needs some help, or all we see is this or that, or all we see is when we go to work, it's just the way that people are, and all we see is what the enemy wants us to see and what our eyes are focused on. And I want to encourage you today, get your eyes off of what you're looking looking at in Jesus' name. Begin to focus your eyes on the Lord. Begin to raise your eyes. You know, the Bible says, I look to the hill where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. And if you know, if you're looking up in a high hill, it's not like this. It is like this. And we need to look up sometimes and know where our help comes from. It is from the Lord. And I want to encourage you today, if you're walking through something and your eyes have been focused down, raise your head up high, raise your eyes up high, and begin to thank the Lord God Almighty for what he is doing. Even though I cannot see it, Lord, I thank you, God. Let's just do that right now. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you are doing. Even though I may not see it, God, I know that deep down you are planting and you are doing and you are causing a strength in my inner being to form, God. And as I begin to grow, and as the things that you've called me begin to grow, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to have this strength to endure. I thank you that I will not grow weary in well-doing, Lord, but I thank you that I will reap the harvest that you have for me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is moving and building something, even though we do not see it. And sometimes, just like this plant, just like that farmer, we go and we see that barren year after year, and we look at our lives or certain areas of our lives, and we just say, God, I've been going through this year after year, day after day, month after month, but Lord, you are the God of breakthrough. And I can just only imagine, oh, when that first little piece of bamboo comes up from the ground and that farmer goes out there and he sees something tiny and green, what kind of celebration he has, and that thing hasn't grown up yet. But I can only imagine 6 weeks later, he's out there dancing in that field of bamboo because that barren wasteland that he's looked at for 4 years has finally bared the fruit that was buried underneath. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, you guys. I don't know about you, but I'm fired up. Jesus has been talking to me. What is your foundation built on? Is it built on the rock? Is it built on Jesus Christ? Or is it built on the sand? The things of this world that are ever changing, that come in like a flood and wash everything away. Is it strong? Is it going deep, deep down? Is your foundation strong in the Word or in the world? You know, it's not just about your Bible reading plan every day. It's about digging into the Word. It's about knowing who our God is. It's about seeing him for who he truly is and the things. You know, it's called the living Word for a reason. You can read the same scripture your whole life and it'll always be changing. Because God has a purpose and a plan for it. It's alive and it's ever moving. Is his praise on your lips or is complaining and doubt? And I must confess, sometimes for me, it's complaining and doubt. And I know I've shared this with you before, but I know when I get to those points, I turn on my praise and worship music. And for these past couple weeks, I've just been playing it all morning. You know, I've said that before, but you know, sometimes we go and we do something for a while and then we stop for whatever reason. We don't know why, but I'm determined this time not to stop because it changes my day. His praises are on my lips. Is your trust in him always? Is he your rock? Is he that foundation being laid deep within you to withstand the trials and the winds of life? Second Corinthians 5:7, the King James Version says this, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And we all know that verse. Manner can love the Amplified. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises. Do we do that today? Do we live our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises? Do you live your life in a manner. The promises that God has spoken over to you personally, maybe prophetically through somebody else, maybe in His Word. Do you live your life in a manner saying, yes, Lord, I believe what Your Word says. Your Word says I am healed. So in Jesus' name, I am healed. I might not see the fruit of it, but God, I know that I am healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I know that You say if you give, it will be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and flowing over. I don't give because of that. I give because I love You, but I know that it's a promise of Your Word, and I'm going to stand true and faithful in Your Word. And though I may not see my finances change, God, I know Your Word is true. I will not be shaken, and I will not be moved by what my eyes see. In Jesus' name. The farmer looked in the barren farmland, but he did not get discouraged. He would not give up. He kept believing. He kept going day after day and fertilizing. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we walk through trials. Sometimes we walk through things. You know, the Bible tells us in James, you know, God didn't promise us you get saved and it's like a magical pony ride. God says there will be trials, there will be tribulations, but guess what? I am with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. I will carry you at times. We need to remember that the Lord is with us. He is with us and He is doing something mighty. See, God is building in you something that the enemy cannot destroy, something that will help others be built up and encouraged. You know, sometimes we can get so lost in us. I can get so lost in Crystal that I don't see that someone else over here might need a word of encouragement, that I don't see that I carry something for somebody else to help them and to move them into the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible says, see, I'm not saying it's bad to get lost in ourselves sometimes, because sometimes we do. You know, the Bible says that sorrow may last for a night, but joy is coming your way. I want to tell you that your sorrow has maybe last for a couple nights, but joy is coming your way. Joy is on the way, and there's a harvest to be reaped from it, and there are people in this city, in this town, in this area that are waiting for us to rise up as children of God and to begin to share with them the things that God is doing in our life. We cannot be quiet. We cannot be silent, because guess what? The enemy is not quiet. He is not silent. He is not ashamed to say anything. We cannot be ashamed. We have got to rise up and begin to speak the word of God and to see that fruit and that blossoming that God is talking about from that word that Pastor Tim gave us. There is a blossoming coming. There is an increase. There is a new beginning for River of Life, Virginia, in Jesus' name. And I just want to encourage you that I'm going to walk in that new beginning with you. I'm going to fight that way with you. And we're going to see God be victorious in this area in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God has called you and anointed you for such a time as this, just like Esther, to rise up and have faith and wait to see God move in a mighty way. And I know many of you know Esther is like one of my most favorite stories in the Bible. Excuse me for a minute. I just love her because she fasted, she prayed, she knew that going in to see the king would be dangerous. It could mean her life. But she did. And she went in the power of God. And I don't know if you've ever seen like the little movie, it's like a Hollywood-y movie, but it's pretty accurate. But as she gets ready to go in, she's walking through it, saturating her with courage. And as she goes in and she breaks open the doors, I mean, she just doesn't go, I don't know if I should go in. No, she goes and she flings the doors open and she breaks them open like, I am here and God is with me. And the king stuck out his staff and accepted her and heard what she had to say. That is the Lord. That is what the Lord wants to do for you. That is what the Lord wants to do for me. That is what the Lord wants to do here in Dumfries. That is what the Lord wants to do here in Virginia. He wants us to break in like some kind of crazy people, because it's okay. We can be crazy because the Lord is with us, and we can do it in love, and we can go in and we can break open and break the power of the enemy off this area in Jesus' name. Psalms 27:14. I don't know if it's up there. It's okay. I wrote down the passage. Don't give up. And it says, here is what I have learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Lose hope. Yes, keep on as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. He is never going to be disappointed for us. He will never disappoint us. Amen. We need to push through. This is what I'm saying. Don't give up. We may see that barren wasteland. That might be where you are right now. Maybe you just see that little sprout of something growing up. But I want to encourage you, it is not time to be disappointed. It is not time to feel like God is not with you. It is not time to lose hope. But now is the time to rise up and fight than ever before. Now is the time for us to begin to rise up and push forward. Hallelujah. And I don't know if you guys realize this, but we are coming to the end of our fourth year up here in this school as Jacksonville River of Life. I mean, I keep saying Jacksonville as Dumfries River of Life. But we're coming into our fourth year. And I want you to know something. Next month, I think around the 7th to the 15th-ish, somewhere in there, is going to be our end of our fourth year of being up here. And we're getting ready to begin to start our fifth year. And I just began to think, what does that mean prophetically? You know, God speaks to us in everything. And sometimes God is speaking to us and we're crying out to God, God, what are you saying? I don't know. And God's like, I'm telling you, you're just not paying attention. Maybe it's because it's not across the table. Hear it? Maybe because he does use numbers. Maybe because he does use like the person sitting across the table from us. Maybe because he does use this and that. But God is always speaking to us in many different ways. And I began to ask him what the number four means. The number four signifies creation. The Lord began to create the earth on the fourth day. And I thought, wow, we're coming to the end of our fourth year. God has been creating in these 4 years. He's begun building. He's begun planting and causing our roots to grow deeper and deeper. He's preparing for something, and we can't even see it yet. He's been creating a strong foundation in our lives with the Word, a strong church leadership team, a strong group of like-minded Christians loving God with all they have, building deep roots to support what he's getting ready to do. And then I thought, God's grace, enter into our fifth year. And the number five symbolizes God's grace, God's goodness, and God's favor towards humans. He's getting ready to manifest himself in our midst. If we do not give up, if we do not become fatigued, if we do not become exhausted, if we do not lose hope, if we keep our focus on the Lord and keep our eyes on